This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. I was up early on a recent Saturday and headed to Bisbee. I don't set up at the farmer's market during the winter months. It's hard to sell dormant, naked plants. I mean, they're not all naked, but really, folks simply aren't into planting trees and shrubs in the winter. It's not a bad time at all to plant a native plant, but I tire of explaining that. I'll let someone else fight that battle, and I'll return to sell plants in the spring when folks are gung-ho. I'm gung-ho. They're gung-ho to plant. And the spring plantings, you know, well, I mean, that's another story, too. But hey, just give me your money, and I'll tell you how to plant it. What a guy. Anyway, what in the dickens? I was headed to our county seat, Bisbee, on a chilly Saturday morning. The sun doesn't clear the mountains until 7, and then it still takes a couple hours to warm up. It was interesting that for about 30 miles, I kept having to slow down or brake to watch a dog cross the highway. Most appeared to be trotting home, having roamed and or visited earlier in the morning, or now headed home for a late morning nap. Folks out where we live tend to let their dogs run loose, so it's not unusual to see a dog or two. But that morning, I must have seen 9, 10, 11 wandering pooches. Yeah. Oh, it upsets me. Yeah, I mean, that they run free. It's not doing their owner much good out wandering and invariably getting in trouble. You know, you put 3 or 4 wandering dogs together, and that's trouble. Like, a coyote may steal a chicken, one chicken to eat, but you put some dogs in a poultry yard, and you can just say goodbye to your poultry. The government agency called Wildlife Services, an agency that kills wildlife in the name of agriculture, a charming agency. But much of their time is spent in rural areas killing free-roaming dogs. I'm not making that up. Dog packs, dog gangs, that's really what they are a disaster for folks that raise livestock. So I break, or slow down for these free-ranging dogs whose owners should be put in a headlock and shouted into their ear, "Keep your dogs at home." I'm done. I'm sorry. I love dogs. Maybe that's where this frustration comes from. Oh, dear. On a less stressful note, it's time. It's time for the annual Mosquito Christmas tree hunt in the hills near our home. Oh, it's a wonderful tradition. The marvelous thing is that even when we lived in northwest of Tucson, we got our permit and drove to Cochise County to find a tree. So I'm thinking it's been around 30 years of Christmas tree hunts with our children and our dogs. And as I look back, I remember hunts that were only involved a couple of us. One year, I remember it was just Sarah Mosquito and me. Another year, it was all of the Mosquitos clamoring over the hills with our dogs of that time, right? Our bloodhound, Wendell, loved a good tree hunt. And then our kids left home, and it was just Ms. Mosquito and me over the last many years of in the hills together. But more recently, in just the last couple years, it's been with some good friends and some returning family, just for the hunt. The search, and I know you're thinking, wow, it seemed a little late to be getting a tree, Mr. Mosquito, but listen, our tree is usually up well into February. Valentine's Day seems to be about the time we take it down. But the search is for Pinus discolor, the border pinion, the blue needle pine. The needles have a white face, so the specific epithet discolor means two different colors. Pinus is Latin for pine, and I've told you all of this before, so listen. Years ago, I was singing this song. Away in a manger, no crib for his bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. I love that melody, and I made up some words for my friends and family. Our hound dog is barking on a cold winter night. Inside with my family, a fire burns so bright. We laugh and tell stories about friends far and near, and hope that they're happy and send them good cheer. Tell stories about family, tell stories of friends. We all are hoping this night never ends. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and I'm sending my love. Merry Christmas to you from Growing Native. Yeah, I am Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.